Thank you, Mr. Chair, Moderator Mueller, distinguished panelists, for your helpful interventions today. On the question of how international actors and structures can better work with and complement local capacity, please permit me to highlight an example from the learning UNHCR has collected as a result of applying the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework from 2016 to 2018. Uganda was the first country to adopt the CRRF through its government settlement transformative agenda, which supports the development of refugee hosting districts by investing in infrastructure, livelihoods, peaceful coexistence, and environmental protection. It complies with the principle of leave no one behind and supports sustainable development. Multi-stakeholder actors, such as those highlighted today, have worked alongside the humanitarian response in Uganda to strengthen local efforts, build capacity in participatory planning at district, sub-county, parish, and village levels. By early 2019, the efforts in Uganda resulted in a multi-year costed education and health plan for the inclusion of refugees in host communities in national systems. These require further financial and technical support. This example is one of many learned under the CRRF, which are now reflected in the Global Compact Refugees, which was affirmed by the UN General Assembly in December 2018. As we move into implementation of the Global Compact Refugees, we acknowledge that the majority of the world's 25.9 million refugees live outside of camps in cities and urban areas across the Americas, Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Asia. To quote our High Commissioner, cities are the linchpin that can bring all necessary actors together from civil society, private sector, in order to ensure a whole of society impact. More than 200 cities, including four from Colombia, have signed the With Refugees petition, asserting that in their work as mayors and city authorities, they are united in purpose with each other to support refugee residents and show solidarity globally. Jakarta city government, in collaboration with private sector and civil society actors, is one of the cities that has signed the agreement, and it is currently featured along with Erbil, Sao Paulo, Kigali, Vienna, and others on our Cities of Light series on UNHCR.org. We thank the distinguished panelist from Uganda for her clear description of the triple disadvantages women refugees with disabilities face. UNHCR believes we need to prioritize work with communities and their meaningful participation to realize protection dividends. To this end, UNHCR issued detailed planning instructions for 2019, requiring that programs be based on sound age, gender, and diversity analysis, that they be informed by regular feedback from persons of concern, and implemented with structures and opportunities for equal and meaningful participation. UNHCR has also completed and documented promising practices on gender equality programming from Asia and the Middle East to advance learning in these areas. As was relayed by Foni Vuni, a youth refugee, a young woman from South Sudan, during Monday's side event on youth, UNHCR is also actively engaging not just civil society, but refugees themselves in global level policymaking. In December 2017, UNHCR's Global Youth Advisory Council was created. It comprises 15 youth refugee women and men between the ages of 18 and 25. During 2018, these advisors conducted community consultations in 10 countries with over 250 youth refugees, community members, and hosts from and service providers to provide feedback into the Global Compact, the results of which were presented by youth into the formal consultation process for the GCR. In answer to the pigeonhole question that is most